Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Wednesday to you. I tell you, I am so pumped up about this episode. First, I want to apologize for the late start. You all know that internet has a mind of its own, and I got slightly delayed. So for that reason, we are starting off the show at this time. But however, we are going to still continue to invest in you the full amount of time. I want to remind you that October is Breast Cancer Month. And I want to remind you to go out and get your mammograms and remind your sister friends to do the same. So if you have not yet done your mammogram, I want to remind you to go out and get your mammogram. Oh, as you know, this show is kicking off the Ask Dr. Daphne series. And the reason we're doing this is because several of my Facebook friends and LinkedIn connection and Twitter followers have been asking me, we that are not local to you in the USA, how can we get your services? So I have decided to, in a few days, I'm going to be launching a coaching package that will allow you to participate in a group coaching package with me from your location. So wherever you are going to be able to tap into that. So I will be giving you more details later on about how to get involved with that. Again, I want to thank you for your patience.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Okay, well, you know, as my song says, I want to be more than a friend, and that is indeed true. I have spent the past 25 years of my life, I have spent it serving, serving and dedicating and devoting my life and career to others. So with that being said, that is the reason why I am launching in a few days the group coaching package for you, each of you, my listeners. I want to reach you wherever you are, and I want to serve you. I want to help you evolve into that true calling and purpose that you were born to be. So I want you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And today, you are the guest. You are my expert. So you are a VIP today because guess what? You have control of the microphone. And I am going to answer your questions. So as I've said before, we played the theme song. Today is the Ask Dr. Daphne series. Any questions you have, I want you to call in, ask me the question. You can only say your first name and where you're calling from. I know a lot of people are shy about saying who they are on the World Wide Web. So, but call in if you don't want to say your name. Just give me your initials and where you're calling from. Ask your question, and I will coach you through the question. So, there's someone in the chat room, and I know who that person is. So, if you would like to call in and ask a question and have me coach you through that, I would greatly appreciate it. You're probably busy because I know you're at work. But, however, I would love to do that. So, call in 646-915-8166. And while I wait for the phone lines to start ringing, I want to point you to visit a website. It is sosbroadcast.com. And I want you to register because tonight at 8 p.m. we'll kick off an amazing broadcast series known as Wake Up Your Life with the Sisters of SOS. Wake Up Your Life with the Sisters of SOS. And tonight we are going to start that off. So listen, if you have not yet registered, this is your opportunity to go get registered so you don't miss out. I am going to be one of the sisters on there. 12 phenomenal women, including me, 11 including me. And we are just going to be pouring into you. I want to honor and show gratitude and appreciation to Sister Odessa Hopkins for putting this amazing, phenomenal lineup together of women who have come together to invest in others worldwide. The SOS is... SOS is an amazing organization that is working with women all over the world. And I am so privileged and honored to be part of this platform. And my broadcast will be on the 22nd of October. So go on there and just register away. You're having 12 phenomenal women who are just going to tell you about themselves, tell you about their stories. I mean, I know my story. I know where I have been, and I am not a victim. I am a victor. And I want to show you how you can do the same. And I'm going to do so by pouring into you, knowing and claiming your why in in business and in life. Knowing and claiming your why in business and in life. Because each and every one of us, we were born for greatness. However, the obstacles that we encounter and endure over the years has kind of put a dent in our spokes and bent our spokes, and we just can't continue. Well, SOS, Sorority of Survivors, has come together to tell you they are here to smooth the dent out of your spokes and to get you running again. And that's what we are going to do starting tonight, the 15th of October, 2014. And these broadcasts will run through October the 30th. So, again, go visit sosbroadcast.com and register. Now, the phone lines are open for you to call in with your questions. I will answer your questions, and if your question needs coaching you through towards the answer, I will do just that. So take advantage now. Call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And after you ask your question, for those of you who are listening and you want to get more information about my coaching packages, I want you to email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can email my executive assistant, and she is Shana, Sheena, at daphneclarkhudsonempowers.com. So, you have no reason not to reach out. You just send us your email, and we will send you out the information to let you know how you can be part of the package. Listen, in this group coaching, you are going to be able to have my undivided attention. There are times when I'm going to be doing one-on-one with you. However, majority of the work is going to be done in the group. So not only are you going to be getting to know me, you are going to get to know a lot of the people who are in my network, and they're a part of my network. We are going to have a private community where we can get together and become real vulnerable and intimate and help each other out. You know, we all have different skills and talents. And I tell you, we are going to come together in a powerful way, and we are going to do some powerful things together. I tell you, I am getting ready to really rock your world. I want to thank my supporters who have asked me to put this package together. And each of you that are listening to me right now, here is what I want you to do. You know that I have not asked for many favors over the years that I've been on here and on the TV. I haven't asked much of you. I keep pouring into you and giving back. And I've decided now is the time for me to reach out and ask. Because what they say, you have not because you ask not. So now I'm asking. And here is what I am doing. I want to ask you to please refer 3 of your friends or family members that you think will benefit from my service. You can even go ahead now and call them up and have them call into the show live and have me answer some of their burning questions or coach them through an issue that is happening in their life. 646-915-8166. Have them call me. If they are not available to call in and they are at work, that's all right. They can type their question in the bottom of the box, and I will answer the question there, and they can listen on the phone and are on their headset, whichever way they are listening on their computer from work. And afterwards, they too can send their email to Shaena, Sheena at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com or to DynamicDaphne1 at gmail.com. They too can go ahead and send an email out requesting more information about the coaching package. Listen, I know it is not for everyone. It is going to be for the selective few. However, I want to give you an opportunity to reach out and get your question answered. You don't know if it is for you. The space is limited, is one. However, your money cannot buy you into the program. Your desire and your needs are what will qualify you. And after we talk with you and do the preliminary questionnaire and we see that, yes, you are honestly and truly ready for this program, after that, yes, we are going to take your money for the program because it is not free. I want to welcome guests 411 to the show. Please go ahead and type your question. Today is the launch of the Ask Dr. Daphne series, and I will answer your question or I will coach you through. If you are in an environment where you are able to call into the show, I encourage you to call in with your question. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So go ahead, call in with your question or type your questions there. All right? I want to also reach out to you to connect with me on social media at LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson, Pinterest, Dynamic Daphne, Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson, Facebook.com/Daphne Clark Hudson, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. And if you do not remember any of what I've just said, just Google my name. It is Clark with an E, and make sure you connect with me at every opportunity you get. If you have not yet marked this show favorite, I want you to do so. Mark it favorite. This way, each week you will be informed of what we are going to be discussing and what we are going to be speaking about. So you can do that right here on the site. Just mark it favorite and follow me. And this way, you don't have to guess when is she having the show again. Because guess what? You'll get a reminder in your mailbox. All right? So go ahead. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to answer your questions. If you don't want to say your name, you can just say your initials, or you can just say where you're calling from, because when you send me that email to get more information about the coaching packages, I will learn your name. So I am ready to serve you, so I want to encourage you to go ahead, call in and let me answer your questions, or if you're in the chat room, write your question and I will answer the question or coach you through. So in the meantime, while I wait for the phones to start ringing, I want to just read from Living the Wisdom of the Toe for you. And also for myself, because as you are getting ready to embark on a new journey, you are going to have to be ready. It is fall now. You're going to want to be doing a fall cleaning. and put some bulbs in that are going to be springing in the springtime. So now is the time for fall cleaning. There are certain bulbs we are going to put in now. What we do, we put in the tulips, the dahlia, the tulips and the daffodils now, and come spring we are going to have some fabulous blooms. All right, so 646-915-8166, please. Let me hear from you. Number one in the Tao says, the Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. Tao is both named and nameless. The nameless, it is the original of all things. As named, it is the mother of 10,000 things. Every desireless one can see the mystery. Every desiring one sees only the manifestation, and the mystery itself, it is the doorway to the all understanding. Number two, under heaven, all can see beauty as beauty. Only because there's ugliness. All can know good as good only because there is evil. Being and non-being produce each other. The difficult is born in the ease. Long is defined by short and high by the low. Before and after go along with each other. On this, so the sage lives openly with apparent duality and paradoxical unity. The sage can act without effort, the people without word, the teacher without words, nurturing things without processing them. He works but not for rewards. He competes but not for result. When the work is done, it is forgotten. That is why it lasts forever. Remember, you are listening to the Ask Dr. Daphne series. Call in 646-915-8166. Put in a value, number three, put in a value and status will create contentiousness. If you overvalue possessions, people begin to steal, but not displaying what is desirable, you will cause the people's hearts to remain undisturbed. The sage governs by emptying minds and hearts, by awakening ambitious and strengthening horns. Practice not doing. When action is pure and selfless, everything settles into its own perfect place. The toe, number four, the toe is empty, but inexhaustible, bottomless, the ancestors of it all. Within it, The sharp edges become smooth. The twisted knots loosened. The sun is softening by the cloud. The dust settles into place. It is hidden, but always present. I do not know who gave birth to it. It seems to be in the command access of all, the Father of all things. All right, I want to take this opportunity to share with you some of my stories, because you are probably saying, I know her from the radio and I know her from the TV and all of that. Some of you probably have read my books or something. But I, as I mentioned, I'm getting ready to launch a group coaching package. And you're probably asking why. Why should I coach with Daphne? And I want to share with you the why. I don't want you to look on my qualification. I want you to listen to my... You see, I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies. I was born to humble parents, James Clark and Leonora Scarlett Clark. My parents were humble farmers. However, the one thing that I was not lacking was love. I got a lot of love, and I got a lot of experience about being courageous and going for what it is that you want in life. You see, in addition to all of that, I lost my mother at a tender age, at 13 and a half, going into 14. And you all can not imagine, or probably some of you can imagine, how devastated it is to lose your mother at that year and being a girl at that early age. However, because of the words that my mother instilled in me, those first 13 years of my life, I'm sitting here today speaking to you at age 66 plus. This December, I'm going to be 67. And the words that my mother spoke to me for the first 13 years of my life are still in my spirit, and they still keep me going each and every day as I go out there. What I do today and what I'm helping my clients with, it's all because of the words my mother passed on to me as a young girl. You see, I was not privileged to attend traditional high school when I was a child because my parents did not have the money to pay for me to go. And I had not passed the scholarship full. I just passed the scholarship, the common entrance exams. I passed it half, so I could not go to high school. So I got my education at the Carmel Moravian School. After I got to the age of 15, I sat for the Jamaica local exams. And that's why you saw that I went back there and launched the breakfast feeding program to invest into those children that are coming up, that are walking now the same journey that I walked so many years ago. Well, I mentioned that I did not go to high school, but you're probably saying, oh, she's saying Dr. Daphne. Yes, I'm saying Dr. Daphne, because although I did not go to traditional high school, I did not let that get into my way. I knew God had great responsibilities for me. And although I encountered several obstacles and setbacks and challenges and struggles in my life, that did not stop me. Instead, it ignited me to go higher. So, you heard me mention that I went to nursing school in Jamaica. Well, while I was going to nursing school, after I passed the Jamaica local exams, in Jamaica, when some people go to teacher's college and some go into nursing school and some do other things, at least when I was growing up. Now things are much different, and a lot of the opportunities that they have in America here, they have them in Jamaica too. So I went after I passed the Jamaica local exam, I moved from the country in Westmoreland, and I went to Montego Bay and got an opportunity to be accepted in the program at the St. James Hospital right there in Montego Bay. It was amazing to me when I went back to Jamaica in 2012 that the old hospital was now a park, a beautiful botanical garden park. It is beautiful. And as I was walking my son through the park, I was showing him what used to be where there when I was there as a young girl working at the hospital. And while I was doing the nursing training, there was an opportunity that came my way to go to adult ed, continuing education. And that was given down at Cornwall College in the evening. Cornwall College is a college for boys in Montego Bay. And the University of the West Indies came to offer that program, and I signed up for that program. Why I was signing up for the program at the time, I had no idea. And you might be saying, but you were going to nursing school. Couldn't you be satisfied with that? And the answer is, when you are walking in your calling and purpose, or when you are called to do something that is so big, you don't sit down and become complacent. You don't sit down and say, oh, well, I've had enough, and I don't want to go any further. You do what you are called to do, and you don't ask why you're doing it. You just do it. So, little did I know that I was starting to accumulate these subjects that would later on get me into college. So, can you imagine that someone who did not attend high school is now a college graduate? If this can happen for me, ladies and gentlemen, it can happen to you, with you and for you. Do not say no to opportunities. It really does not matter how long it will take you to complete 4 credits. Just keep on keeping on. The race is not for the swift, but for he that endures to the end. So, if you're sitting down and say, well, I didn't go to college as a child. Oh, poor me, pitiful me. This is your opportunity to go out there and get registered. I started going to traditional college at the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut. And I had no idea about online learning until after I had a problem with my car. My transmission in my car went. I could no longer go the 4 days a week that I was going to college. I I was set back, and it wasn't until I called to ask for a defer of payment because of what I was experiencing, not having transportation to go to school, because I used to go at 6 o'clock in the evenings, and I used to go all day Saturday and all day Sundays, okay? And I was speaking with the counselor, and the counselor said, well, when is the car going to be fixed? I didn't have an answer for that. And he said to me, why don't you try doing your courses online? And at that time, well, I still do. I was typing with one finger. I wasn't very proficient with the computer. But I was excited about what the counselor told me. And I asked the most important question of my life, one of the most important questions of my life, how do I do that? How do I do that? And he explained to me how that could be done. And I started going to school online and to complete my degree. And it was so convenient. It was so comfortable. You know, I could do my lessons late at night. I can do them whenever I so desire. I was able to participate and get myself involved with a global community, because I remember my first professor lived in Australia. She was an American woman, but she had moved to Australia. And we were so connected. She used to call me Woman of Wisdom. And it was an enlightenment. I tell you, I felt so amazing. And to see my accomplishment and to see that there were resources that could guide me through. Listen. I am probably sharing this story for you. It's not too late. Nothing is too late for you to go out there and to live your dreams. I went to nursing school. I graduated nursing school. I told you I was going to evening classes to get some college credits. And I got the opportunity after graduating nursing school and worked at the hospital for some years. I got the opportunity to go to public health school to take the public health course and to work at the health department. And of course, yes, I did. I grabbed that opportunity. And I really got involved with that, and I really loved that. And while I was in that, I got another opportunity to go work at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission. And while I did nursing, and I loved it. However, there was a wide space, a big void in my life. And I didn't know what was causing that. However, I found out that when I went to the Cultural Development Commission to work, and as I started working with the people in the different districts, I realized that that space was kind of filling up. There was not so much void anymore. So I said, wow, something is happening here. And I worked that until I left and I came to the United States of America. And then when I came here, I started working with a coach for myself. and found out that I had special skills and special talents. So much so until the coach asked me, why are you not doing what I do? And I said to him, what are you talking about? He said, you're a natural. You see, all of what I've written down here is what I have learned from you since we got into the conversation. And you paid me already, and I'm not going to give you your money back. So, it doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter where you are listening to me right now. You can rewrite the script of your life. You can go out there and be the greatest whatever you choose to be. Trust me, you can. I am nobody special. I am just someone that enjoys taking risks. I believe in me. And I believe in all the people around me. But most of all, I believe that there is such a great opportunity for me to impact the lives of others. So that is the reason why I've spent the last 25 years of my life working with individuals to help them to transform and reinvent who they want to truly be. And while I do this, I have accumulated, at the last time I counted, I accumulated in excess of 3,600 coaching hours. 3,600 hours of coaching where I have coached different people, different organization and employees. All right? All right, so I'm going to come back to give you my story. I want to just play this ad here. And I want to remind you that you are listening to the Ask Dr. Daphne series. And I was just sharing my story about why you should really get to know me better and to utilize my services as a coach.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Okay, so listen, part of your empowerment and your transformation and all of that good stuff and your reinvention is protecting your brand. So be sure to reach out to attorney and her team out there and just have them protect your stuff. Protect your stuff. Protect your stuff. Listen, too many people are ripping off things out there. So you protect your stuff out there. I mean, sometimes we get so generous and we keep just leaving our things out there. And before you know it, you walk into a place and you say, why that looks so familiar? And guess why it looked familiar? Because it was your idea that you did not protect. All right, so call in 646-915-8166. Welcome back to the Ask Dr. Daphne series. This is the launch off of the Ask Dr. Daphne series. And the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Call in with your questions, guys. We have the time here waiting for you to call in with your questions. So, before I continue, I want to I want to remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. So, yes, I started telling you about my story, and I showed you why you should coach with me. I told you I didn't go to high school. I started walking you down my journey. And I mentioned to you about losing my mother at an early age. However, every day I still hear my mother's voice telling me what to do. All right? And you are going to be able to read that in my newest book, Mission Unstoppable, which will be released at the end of October. So again, there you are. You're going to have other opportunities to connect with me. I will be informing you where I will be with my book signings so you can come out and support us, my co-authors and myself. So that's with that being said, let us continue here. So why you should coach with me? You should coach with me because I have had numerous challenges and adversities, and I was able to pick myself back up. I am an effective listener. I am an effective communicator. I love people, and I have a skill of getting you to talk about things you didn't know was laying dormant inside of you. So although I'm a qualified coach and counselor, I go way beyond coaching and counseling. I dig deep down. I dig deep, deep down to get the answer to what I am supposed to focus our time on. So the bottom line is that I have been where you are and worse. And I am still around to tell the story. So I would like to help you tell your stories. I want you to call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. I want for you to just call in. I want to welcome Chicago Journal to the show. Chicago Journal, today is the Ask Dr. Daphne series launch. So please, you have a question you would ask me today, you can either type it in the box or you may call in to 646-915-8166. So the line is now open, and I hope to hear from someone. As I said at the top of the broadcast is that I want to invite you all to go to sosbroadcast.com and register for the Wake Up Your Life with the Sisters of SOS series. 12 phenomenal women are getting ready to blow your mind. 12 presentations. that will run from the 15th of October 2014 through the 30th of October. We are getting ready to invest in you. We are getting ready to love on you. We are getting ready to encourage you. Because it's never over. It doesn't matter how badly it appears. It is never over. The only time it is over is when you decide you go quit and go belly up on yourself. Okay? That's the only time it will end. However, so long as you believe in yourself and you continue to support yourself, you are going to be birthing some big dreams. All right? So, for those of you who want to get more information about the coaching packages, please send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, or you can send an email to my executive assistant, Shayna, Sheena, at Daphne Clark Hudson, and just put in the subject section information about coaching packages. I'm not sure yet whether we are going to let it be public and put it out there, because we just have a certain amount of seats. However, because we don't decide on that yet, and you want to be one of the first ones that get access to this information, you need to go ahead and shoot us an email so we can get that information out to you. Listen, you notice that sometimes you heard me say Dynamic Daphne. There are other times I say the Queen of the Empowered Soul. Well, those two names were given to me by my clients and the people I work with. And as a matter of fact, I view that as a compliment. I honestly and truly view it as a compliment. And that's another reason why you ought to allow me to be your coach in these coming 12 weeks. I will help you to flush out and prioritize where you want to go in the future. A lot of times there is so much on our plates or in our toolbox, and we don't know what to eat first or what to use first. Well, when you go through this training, it is going to help you to prioritize. When you go through the coaching, group coaching program, it is going to help you to prioritize. It will help you to create and develop your ideas. I listed on the page, you are going to see testimonials from all of my, some of my clients and people that I have worked with in the past or are still working with. It is never too late for you to have the greatest experience of your life. Never too late. So, whether it is you're looking for the dream job with the dream company, or you know deep down in you, you are an entrepreneur and something is brewing, start it while you're on the job. Start it. And then, as it develops, you can probably quit your job. But you need to have your job for the security blanket where you are saying, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be successful or if I don't know. So start part-time. Start part-time. And one of the ways to build your belief muscles and your faith muscle is to work with a mentor or a coach that will help you through. I tell you, life is what they say, life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. However, when you get it and you open it, what you do? You oftentimes read the cover and to see what type of chocolate is in there. And when you read it, you look for the ones you like. For me, it is coconut. And you look for the one you like, and you eat, you start eating those things. It's the same thing with coaching, ladies and gentlemen. Because your life is like a box of chocolate, I'm going to help you to prioritize those chocolates in the box and to make sure that when you get out there, whomever is going to partake of that chocolate is going to be very, 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 very satisfied.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say, come on and lift your voice and sing.
Awesome.
Come on, somebody.
So, you know, one part of your empowerment is, you know, knowing what ignites your spirit and knowing what keeps you afloat and everything and do that. And that's why I interject the music here every time. You know, I don't know if you enjoy it. I enjoy different types of music. So, again, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Daphne series, the launch of that, and I want you to reach out and connect with me here and let me ask your questions. You know, it puzzles me why people are afraid to call in. The other day I had, a couple of months ago, I had a live TV broadcast, and yes, I was talking about sex over 60. However, nobody called in from the USA. Somebody called in from Belize. And the minute I got off the air, they started blowing up my cell phone and calling me to ask me a whole lot of things. And I said to them, but why are you calling me on the cell phone? Why not call into the studio? That's where the show was. Oh, no, we are afraid. We didn't want to talk about that online. So is it the same thing here? I'm giving you permission to call into the show to ask me any questions you want to ask. And those in the chat room, you can type your questions. I can't guess, ladies or gentlemen, what your questions would be. So if you don't want to call your name, you can just go ahead, lie to me, give me a fake name. Give me where you're from. And hopefully when you send the email in to get the sample, to get more information about the coaching package, you will give your correct name. All right? So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. That's where you can call and get your question answered by Dr. Daphne. 646-915-8166. If I can't answer the question, I'll tell you. And, you know, I know sometimes you ask a question and then somebody else want to ask the same question. And when once they heard you ask it, then they build up the muscle to call in and say, oh, I wanted to ask the same question. So let me assist you today. Call in and let me know what it is you want an answer to. And I will answer your question. And then for those who want to get, if you are at work and you cannot call in with your question, you can go to bookio.com, bookio.com/Dr. Daphne. It's DAPHNE and the DR in front of that. And you can send your, you can book an appointment there to speak with me, and I will be sure to answer your question there. So, however, I would much rather you call in today and let us talk about this on the air. We have 1 hour and 4 minutes remaining. 1 hour and 4 minutes remaining. So call in 646-915-8166. You can call on Skype. You can call on your phone. Whatever way you choose to call, please call in and let us answer some questions for you. All right? So we're talking about some of the things that I have gone through and why you should allow me to coach you. At one stage of my life, I was homeless. Yes, my baby boy and I, we were homeless. We lived in the shelter, And after that, we moved into a transitional home. And from that transitional home, we moved into my own home. I tell you something. I've said life is a journey. And I've said life is a box of chocolates. And you never know what you're going to see when you open it. And it's the same thing. Life will be dealing you some blows. You can be knocked down, but not be knocked out. It doesn't matter how many times you are knocked down. You got to grab hold of the strongest bar that you see. You can, ladies and gentlemen, most times you're not having the bar. You just have to visualize it in your spirit. And you just have to grab hold to that bar to pull, to prise yourself up. Because sometimes we are so deep down under all the mess. And we think we will never again see the light of day. You can't allow all the messes to drown you. You honestly can't. It does not matter where you are now or what you have gone through. There is joy at the end. There will be peace. And most of all, there will be success. However, before you can experience all of those things, you are going to need to invest in yourself. Because when I was going through all of my stuff, as a matter of fact, I'm still going through some stuff. And I cannot do them by myself, or I can't be doing it for myself. So therefore, I go out there and I hire the most effective coaches that there is. People that can help me to unravel all of the noise and all of the noise and all of the turbulent things that is going on in my life. Because what they say, ladies and gentlemen, it is said, you cannot see the picture if you're in the frame. You cannot see the picture if you are in the frame. And that is the reason why I go out there and I hire the best coaches that there is. I tell you something. Last night I was on one of the communities that I belong to. I was on with a call, a group call, and one of the fellow participants in that coaching in program gave a problem for a solution. And when I gave her the solution, she said, "Ooh, we were on Google," and I noticed she got tear up, and she says, she rubbed her arms and said, "Ooh, just listening to your answer run chills down my spine." And that's the gift I have. I am able to tap into deep spiritual stuff to help you to understand. And as I was looking at her eyes on the camera, I noticed that she was really tearing up. And oftentimes we are struggling in our careers and in our lives because we refuse to take advantage of our stories. Our stories are what clients want. Tell them your journey. I'm here this morning. I'm telling you my journey. Everybody see me up there with that big bright smile. You don't know what's been going on in my life. You don't know the journeys that I've been. You didn't know that I was homeless. You didn't know that I didn't go to high school. You didn't know that my only son was incarcerated. You didn't know that I went to school online. You didn't know that in order to survive the time when my son was incarcerated, the nights when I couldn't sleep, that was when I decided that I am going to go to college. And that was when I started going to University of Bridgeport. I used to go Tuesday nights. I used to go Wednesday nights. I used to go Thursday nights. I used to go all day Saturday. And I used to go all day Sunday. Yes, I wasn't even going to church at that time. Because by the time I would go to school and get back home on those days and to study and everything, I was so tired and yet I was resting. But I was not getting depressed. I was occupying my brain and doing something for me. Because what I said to myself, well, this happens, and we have a call. Let me go to the caller now. I'm excited about this call. Good afternoon, caller. I think you're either calling from overseas or on Skype. Welcome to the show. Would you tell me your name, where you're calling from, if you so choose, and what your question is, please?
Well, hi, I'm calling from Connecticut in a little town called Bethel.
Okay, and, right down the road.
And I was wondering, where did you get your inspiration from? What got you started on the path, the journey that you're taking?
I tell you something, that's a great question, and thank you so much for asking that question. You know, I attribute this inspiration from way back when I was a child. I lost my mother at a tender age when I was about 13 and a half going into 14. But my mother was an asthmatic, and my father was a farmer. So on the days that my mother had an asthmatic attack, I would have to stay home to be with her from school. And what my mother used to tell me is that you are going to be a very good nurse. And when she was having difficulty breathing, I would go up in the bed, I would kneel down next to her, and I would rest her head on my chest, and I would grab her in the back. And she would say to me, "Oh, you're going to be such a good nurse, sweetie. You can do anything that you want to do in life." So I grew up knowing, although I lost my mother all those years, coming this December, I am going to be 67 years old, young. However, I still hear my mother's voice telling me, "You can do anything you want to do." So although I have encountered so many obstacles in my life, I still have that inspiration inside of me, knowing that keep going. Only you can stop you.
Well, God bless you, Daphne. You're an inspiration to all of us, and especially to me. And I would want to thank you for all of you've done for not only myself, but the people out there. And I'll be seeing you shortly.
Thank you so very much for calling in. And if you know anybody else who might have a question they want to ask, please go ahead and just text them or call them and, you know, give them the number to call in. I love and appreciate you and your family. You two are a phenomenal person. I know you. You give so much. You give. And I tell you, you know that you give some time until it hurts. But I just appreciate you, and I respect you. And you know something? I am so happy that you have took some time to make sure that you were looking after yourself, and you are no longer giving until it hurts. And now I think you are ready to continue giving because it feels good.
Well, thank
you
so much.
I love you, my brother.
Yes. Thank you, those kind words.
Thank you so very much.
Have a blessed day.
Yes, you too, my brother. Yes, I just appreciate that call because, you know, everybody needs to have their back pat. And you know, that gentleman that called, he didn't give his name, and therefore I'm not going to repeat his name. But he is someone that gives so much to his community. He say he lives in Bethel, and he gives all over the place. And, you know, sometimes he needs to take a rest, and he wasn't taking the rest. And he decided, and he listens to me. I am so happy he listens. I say to him, if you are not experiencing optimum overflow, you are not in a position to be giving to anybody. And he listened to me, and I can hear in his voice now, I can't wait to see him and give him a big old hug. I can hear in his voice now that he's doing so much better. And a lot of times people said, oh, my God, you always have so much bubble and so much excitement and so much inspiration. But I tell you, I draw on, as I say, that message and that insight that my mother said to me, that I was going to be a good nurse and I can do anything that I want to do. I still pull on that. And I want you to look out for my book coming out at the end of the month, Mission Unstoppable, because that's part of the story that I share in that book. And you too, each and every one of you, can find the strength to carry on. You can find the strength to carry on. The reason oftentimes that we are not enjoying optimum inspiration and motivation is because we are hanging around with the wrong people. And sometimes those are people who are closest to us. They are the people that are in our immediate families, and we cannot get rid of them. However, you can leave them and let them be, and you go out somewhere and find the inspiration you want. It might be in a book. It might be on a program. It might be in a CD or a DVD, but there's something, there's absolutely no reason why you need to allow the naysayers in your life to hold you back and to hold you down. So the phone lines are still open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Call in with your questions and I'll have an answer for you. Whether it is you want to ask me about anything, like this caller just asked me about where I got my inspiration from, or if you have personal questions for yourself, I will answer those. So the number to call is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. This is the Queen of the Empowered Soul.
Thank you. goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
Listening to the Ask Dr. Daphne series on the A New Day show. So calling with your answer, 646-915-8166. Call in with your questions. Call in with your questions, 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. We have a few, we have around about 45 minutes or so remaining. Normally we are off, but we came on the show. We start a little late, and we want to continue serving you. So call in 646-915-8166. All right, so we're talking about, you know, just following through, and I decided I was going to continue the conversation with the caller that called and asked about inspiration and why some of us are not inspired, because we are around people that does not do much for themselves. And what they say, show me five of your closest friends and I can tell you who you are. So it doesn't matter how highly motivated you are and you are around low energy folks, before long, you too will start to put a shade over your lantern because you feel intimidated to show your excitement and to show your enthusiasm, to display and demonstrate your motivation. And you say, oh, no, if Daphne is not doing it, no, I can't do it. And you become subservient and you don't want to do that. So you got to be in an environment and a surrounding that helps you to flourish and to thrive. So if you are around folks that want you to not speak much about your purpose and your calling, they don't want you to share your story, they don't want you to say anything positive, you need to take time, reverse, and take your exit. You know, you reverse and you say goodbye and you exit with love and respect, because you cannot allow people to rain on your parade. If there's going to be water on your parade, you ought to be the one that holds it down. But don't allow anybody else to do that. All right? So, I want to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Let me answer your question. Today is the launch of the Ask Dr. Daphne series. So let me hear from you. I also want to remind you that tonight is the launch, the beginning of the Wake Up Your Life with the Sisters of SOS. So go to sosbroadcast.com and go to the website, sosbroadcast.com, and register. You are going to get the opportunity. You're going to get the opportunity to hang out for 12 different broadcasts with some amazing women. I am so honored to be part of this lineup, and we want you to register. Although we are starting tonight on the 15th of October, it runs through the 30th of October, and I will be on the 22nd. That's when my broadcast will be. So I'm hoping that you will take the opportunity to register and take advantage of this. Listen, it is a gift to you. There is no cost. You don't have to pay for this. And even if you had to pay for it, It is an investment that you would not regret. It is an investment that you would not regret. And I just want to honor Sister Odessa Hopkins for putting this amazing broadcast together with 12 of the most phenomenal women in the personal development space. This on the SOS, Sorority of Survivors, is an organization that the Sorority of Survivors is an organization that is working with women globally. And this is an opportunity for you to get together and just pick the brain of some amazing women. I want to welcome guest 738 to the show. Welcome to the Ask Dr. Daphne series. You can either type your question in the box for me to answer, or you can please call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And so that's where you can ask your questions, or you can call in. You can type it in the box, or you can call in. So I want to thank all the people in the chat room. Today is not the Listen Dr. Daphne show. It is the Ask Dr. Daphne. So I want to welcome guest 744, guest 745, guest 747. Now, this is your opportunity to ask me any questions you want. So you can type it in the box below, or you can call in 646-915-8166. I want to also welcome Custom Channel to the show. Please go ahead, type your questions in the box, or you can call in 646-915-8166. This is the series Ask Dr. Daphne. So you can ask me any questions you want. It can be just a question with a straight answer, or it can be a question that you need to be coached through for the answer. And for those of you who are just joining, I will be launching a coaching package, a group coaching package, in a few days. And for those of you who would like to get more information about that, go ahead and send us an email. I'm going to be giving you two email addresses. You can send your email to Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A, @ DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, or you can send it directly to me, and you can send it to DynamicDaphne1@gmail.com. So, yes, the chat room is filling up wonderfully, and I want to answer any questions. Not inappropriate questions, however, and you know that question you wrote was inappropriate. Someone chose to write a question in the chat room to ask about the size of my anatomy. So this is a professional show that we are doing here for people who have questions. I want you to ask questions that will add value to other people. So I have in the guest room guests 745, 748, 753, 760, 765, 766, 777, and Custom Channel. So anyone that has a question, please call in 646-915-8166, or you can type your question, appropriate questions, in the chat room. What do I think about Ebola? Okay? Well, my thought about Ebola is that we need to be, we meaning the government of or the Disease Control Administration, needs to put into place in all the areas that are being affected specialized team, because for example, they mentioned about the nurse that is being affected in Texas. Although she was trained to look about the critically ill, I don't think that she fully experienced. So I think that each hospital need to now implement a team that can effectively specialize in that care for the people that have Ebola. So I know that there's a lot of money I heard that is being donated to make sure that this special team goes out there to serve the people. And my condolences goes out to Mr. Duncan's family. You know, and we all need to just keep them in our prayers. And each and every one of us need to be more cautious and to be proactive about the procedures and how we take care of ourselves and how we wash our hands. Interesting. Somebody wrote to ask me if I've ever picked cotton for a nice southern gentleman. The answer to that is no. Never picked cotton for anyone. I am from the West Indies, and cotton farms are not something that we have there. But had it been part of my journey, I would have done it with pride and dignity. Okay, so call in. The telephone number is 646-915-8166. What are your views on feminism? Well, I don't categorize myself as a feminist. I do categorize myself as an empowered woman. However, feminism has its place. And so long as being a feminist is not demonstrating any prejudice or judgmental against anyone, is all right. You know, the feminist is speaking up for women, and they are helping women to, they are helping women to find their voices and their strength. So I am all for feminism. Empowered women has a voice, and I am all for that. That doesn't say I don't love the men. I listen to what they have to say as well. So, let me go back. Let me go back to, everybody's typing so fast now. On the same issue, what about men's rights? Okay, well, you know something? Men's rights, I would ask you to expand on that, because you know something? I know that there are many men who are doing what people categorize as women's jobs. They are staying home, raising the children, and the reason they do that is because their wives are out earning the livelihood, and they are home taking the children. They are home taking the children, play groups, and they are washing and they are cooking and they are doing all those things. So, you know, I'm all for that. So what's any other question? All right, let me go back up here. No, I'm not praising Ebola. There's nothing to praise about an epidemic. I'm just saying that we need to be more cautious as not to spread the disease. I'm not praising Ebola, and I don't think nobody will praise Ebola. Okay. All right, I was looking. All right, okay. You think about. I am not sure what that is. I'm not sure what bestiality is. Would you explain what that is for me? I have no idea what that is. I told you if there was something you ask and I don't know, I will let you know I don't know. So I don't know what that is. All right. Okay. Custom channel. No, I do not believe in aliens. I am not. Let me scroll up to see if I am missing any question. Okay, people are typing very fast, and some people's questions are being pulled. Some people say that the vaccine Ebola is harmful. Okay, I don't know. I've heard the rumor going around that the vaccine for Ebola is harmful. I don't know. But let me let this be clear. I am not a physician. All right? My PhD is not in medicine. So don't be asked, well, you are free to ask medical questions, but if you read in there, it says to ask questions about empowerment and personal development. Okay, I am now the administrator of the chat. Ask me anything. Okay, do you support this? Okay, so the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. You can call in to ask your questions. Thank you.
Cincinnati, on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, but give me one more chance, save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel.
To the New Day Show. Today is the launch of the Ask Dr. Daphne series, which has gone chaotic in the chat room. There are a lot of disrespect going on in the chat room. So I just want to encourage people to be respectful to each other in the chat room. This is not what the show stands for. So I would respectfully ask, unless you can respect everybody else in the chat room, I want to ask you to just exit. Okay, we have a caller, so we are going to move over to the caller. And hope you are respectful on the line, because if you are not, then... Respectful on the line, because if you are not, then... caller, you're live on the air. Your last four digits are 2764. Would you tell us your name and what your question is, please? Hello? We are are hearing some disturbance. Caller, you're live on the air. Your last four digits are 2764. Okay, really, we don't have time for playing games. If you are serious about asking a question, we're going to open your line again. If not, your first three digits are 828. Do you have a question? Or okay, so 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I want to remind you to rush over to sosbroadcast.com and register for the Wake Up Your Life with the Sisters of SOS. And this is going to be launching off tonight. And so if you have not registered yet, please go over there and register and make sure you claim your spot. The series starts tonight and it runs through the 30th of October. So I want for you to rush over there and register sosbroadcast.com and register for the Wake Up Your Life with the Sisters of SOS. So we have a couple more minutes that we want to take a few more questions, and hopefully somebody will have a valuable question to ask. As I say, I'm not a physician, so please don't ask your questions. My expertise is in personal development and empowerment and counseling and all of that. I am not a medical doctor. No, I'm not saying that, but your medical questions are not in my area of expertise. No, that's not what I am saying at all. And most people are typing over somebody else, so I apologize if you type a question that I have not addressed, because you need to give each person space to see. So I think that majority of the questions I have not seen. So, and I only read English, so everything you type has to be in English. Okay, I'm going to open your phone line again. Greetings, your telephone number, your first three digits are 828, and you're on live. Would you please tell us where you're calling from and your name, please?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, I'm Bob. So I was just listening to it, and you know, you said are you a feminist? I believe you said yes, you were.
I said, you ask if I support it, and I said yes, so long as it's not being judgmental to anybody.
I got you. So you know, which one would you think? Would you say so? Would you agree that being a woman is hard?
Being a human being is hard.
No, like being a woman, do you think being a woman is harder than being a man?
Well, I couldn't say that. I've never been a man.
All right, so which one's harder, being a woman or being a nigger?
I have no idea. Are you a nigger, or would you consider yourself being a nigger? That's what I'm talking about with people being disrespectful So that's what I'm talking about, people disrespecting each other. Why would you call into a live show to ask somebody what is more challenging, being a man or a woman, being a woman or a nigger? I have no idea what a nigger is. So I am of a darker skin tone. I don't know where you're calling from. No, I'm not Jewish either. I was born in Jamaica, West Indies. And I respect all human beings, all religious affiliation, all spirituality. I respect all of those. I chose to practice Christianity. I don't know what Jamaica, I don't know what that is, sir. I was born and raised there, never heard what that term that you wrote there. So, I think I can take two more calls, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166, for our two final questions. I don't know what that is, never heard of it. I don't know what that is, and I can't pronounce or say what it is. I don't know. All right? Well, as I said, you heard that the phone lines went disrespectful. And this is the first day of the launch of the Ask Dr. Daphne series. And for those of you in the chat room, I apologize for some of what I saw was going on there. And it's amazing that people would use their valuable time to be disrespectful to other people in the chat room and to the community. However, those of you who are listening, it's a blessing that the chat room is not part of the archive series. Okay? So with that being said, I think there's a lot of people who have nothing to do with their times and they chose to be disrespectful for others. So for those of you who will listen to the archive, I pray that you will find a few nuggets there that will assist you. And I look forward to seeing you join us again when we have the other episode of the Ask Dr. Daphne series.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Revealed
because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.